You are listening to the Grow Your Local Business podcast, where local marketing expert and life coach Leslie Presnell shares the strategies and the mindset to help you reach more people in your city and bring in a steady stream of clients. All right, let's dive in.
Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 16. When your master plan doesn't go as planned, I have something really special for you today. I have my very first podcast guest. I have my client and localpreneur bootcamp student, Stephanie Tarbell, on today. And this girl is dropping so much wisdom and so much insight about how to get out there and meet people in your city and how to deal with things not going like you planned and how to just work through the failure and make things work in your business no matter what. So I originally invited Stephanie on because in the past 6 months alone, Stephanie has left her 15-year career as a nurse. She has moved to a new state and not only just started one, but two businesses full-time. And she's a perfect example of someone who has gone out there and met people and just made things happen. And I have a lot of people who come into my free Facebook group who tell me that they're moving or have just moved and they don't know how to meet new people or how to get their name out there. And that was my original plan for this episode, was for Stephanie to share how she was just able to put herself out there and start making these connections and start building her client base fairly quickly in a brand new state and as a brand new business owner. But this episode just turned into even so much more than that. Stephanie is just someone who decided to be all in on herself and doesn't wait for perfect timing. And she's someone who's willing to keep going and make things happen even when they don't go the way she originally planned. Like, Stephanie's going to share how her plan didn't go as planned so much that she found herself scrubbing toilets at one point. So that's a true story, and it led to clients because she made that happen. So she has so much to share about how to problem solve and take massive action when you're getting crickets and not getting the results that you want. So let's dive in.
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you so much for being here today. So I do want you to know, like, this is kind of a big deal. Like, you were my very first podcast guest.
I am so excited to be here.
Did you know that? You're my first guest.
What an honor. I'm so excited to be here. This is going to be so fun.
Okay. So I've already introduced you in the intro and teased a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. But I do just want to give the disclaimer again that I know everyone has something that they can learn from you today, just from like your commitment to getting out there and meeting people in your city. So I'm going to let you introduce yourself for everyone listening. But the reason that I invited Stephanie on today is because I have all these local business owners from all over joining my free Facebook group every day. And when people request to join the group, there's this question that I have them answer. And I ask them, like, what is their current biggest obstacle in their marketing and with growing their business? And surprisingly, a lot of people come into the group saying that they're moving to a new city or that they've just moved and that they don't know anyone and they don't know how to really get out there and meet new people and like get their name out there so that people know about their business. And like, it really surprises me the number of people coming into the group saying this. And so, Stephanie, like, you are a perfect example of someone who knows how to like break into a new market and into a new community. So I knew that like I had to have you on to talk about this. And you were somebody who just moved and like just got to work to like meet as many people as you could and to get clients as fast as you could. And I knew that we could just all learn something from you today. So I do want to say too, like, and I promise I'm going to let you talk, but I knew like you were never someone who like just gave their power away to like this circumstance of like being the new girl. Like you never just like threw your hands in the air and was like, oh, well, I don't know how to meet people. And this is like what I see so many people doing. And it's like just this instant like roadblock and dead end. So that's what I want to talk about today. And I know people can learn from you at every level, like whether they just moved or they're never moving. Like you inspire me every time we talk, like just on your willingness to go out there and to meet more people. So Stephanie, go ahead and introduce yourself. Like, tell us like, what do you do and where you live and who you work with?
Sure. Again, thank you for having me. So my name is Stephanie Tarbell and I own Steel Anchor Nutrition. And I'm also the owner and head coach of Steel Anchor Weightlifting, which is an Olympic weightlifting program. And we just moved to Cape Cod. So we were in the mid-Atlantic, like Maryland, West Virginia, Pennsylvania area. And we're a military family. So they sent us to Cape Cod, which is not a bad assignment, but it was a move. Yeah. So a little bit about the nutrition part. Actually, our weightlifting program was our long-term plan. And so I was a nurse for 15 years. I worked in Baltimore as a trauma nurse, and I just couldn't do it anymore. I'm a very proactive person, especially when it comes to like nutrition, obviously wellness, and healthcare in my eyes. I just felt like I was chasing my tail, just teaching people after they had already been kind of hurt or injured or sick. And that got really hard because my passion was nursing. But I just had this realization like this, I can't do anymore. And it was probably 2 a.m. when I was in my bed and I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, what do I do? So I had been kind of dabbling in nutrition coaching with some of my, with some of the people that I competed with and lifted with. And I had a nutrition coach of my own who kept like telling me like, you have a gift with this. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm a nurse. I don't know. And I just, after a pandemic, and I just got to the point where I was like, this, I don't know, maybe I should give this a try. So I did, but I still had the cushion of having my job, my full-time job. And then the more part-time work that I was putting into nutrition coaching, I realized that every minute I was away from nutrition coaching, I was losing the opportunity to build that and get better and kind of reach more people. So that kind of stuck with me. I remember one day I was at work and I remember being like, I have so many things that are really productive that I could be doing at home in my office. And it just kind of clicked. And it was this really exciting click. And I was so stoked about it. And then I was driving home and I was like, oh my God, you need an income. But like, I'm kind of like that person where once I get that fire, I'm like, you have to chase this. Yeah. Like if you feel it that deeply, you have to chase it. The worst that happens is it fizzles out. You're like, oh, whoops.
Right. Yeah. And like, you go back, right back to where you were.
Yeah. And I knew what nursing was like. And so I felt comfortable, like, okay, let's kind of step out just a little bit. So again, I went part-time into nutrition coaching. I joined another nutrition coach and she kind of mentored me. And over the course of that, I realized that I know, and this might sound so pompous, or I am here to change the world. I know it. That was my thing as a nurse, like working in Baltimore every day. I was like, I'm going to do something great today. Did I? I mean, I saved a lot of lives. It was great. But like, I know that I'm here to change the world. And originally my scope was like, everybody needs to know me. Everybody needs to see me. I have to change the nutrition world. And then I realized like, I'm this little tiny grain of sand. I was like, okay. So working with another coach, it was a great experience, but I just felt like I was still like being held back a little bit. Like I was chasing that fire of pursuing nutrition coaching, but I just wasn't like it was for someone else, which she's a great coach. I really admire her. But it was just like, when I went to bed at night, it was like, you're starting to chase this dream, but it's kind of someone else's dream. And then we got a call that they're moving us. And I was like, oh my God, now I have to get a new nursing license in a different state. And all of a sudden I was like, or I don't have to do that. And I was like, all right, okay. And originally they were going to send us to Kodiak, Alaska, which was terrifying. And I was like panicking. And then they told us they were sending us to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, which was awesome. I was like, okay, I'm on for this. So I sat down with Matt and I was like, I have this idea. Let me know what you think. And he was just like, so I'm like, had like this speech prepared, like, okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I have this idea and these are my goals and this is how it's going to happen. And I really think it's going to be great. And this is going to be so great. What do you think? And he was like, I don't have any doubt. And I was like, oh, okay, well that, that kind of went so funny. Yeah.
Did you think he was going to have doubt?
So I think my anticipation of me feeling any sort of self-doubt was just like, I was trying to like pump myself up. Like, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. But I feel like if I told him I wanted to be like a fly farmer, he would be like, you can do it. Absolutely. You can do it. Like we can buy you, you would be the best and we can get you a field and flies. Like it's, but when you're making such a big change, like, so I was a nurse for almost 15 years, like everything is set up for you, your retirement, your pay, like, you know exactly what you're supposed to do. And then all of a sudden when you're telling yourself, like, I don't love this, like you think about all of these different things, like, oh my God, is this right? Is this wrong? Like, how am I going to do this? And then once I made that decision, I was like, this is what I'm going to do. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. So was that like, oh my God, good, or oh my God, I'm terrified?
I think it had its days.
Yeah.
A lot of times, one of the biggest lessons that I learned actually before I reached out to you and you really kind of solidified it for me in a different way was everybody that asked what I was going to do when we moved would say, well, if it doesn't work out, you can always go back to nursing, or you should be a nurse part-time until you get it figured out. And it made me, at first I would get so frustrated, like, nope, like this is what I'm doing. And then I kind of had to step back and be like, so these people really care for me and they want to see me do really well, but they don't understand where I stand. So in my eyes, it was people telling me, do something you don't like to support something you love versus hearing me say, take the leap, do something you really, really love so you don't have to spend your time doing something you just don't love anymore.
Right.
And then I reached out to another client of yours and I was like, I need help. Like, she was thriving. She's also another nutrition coach. Like, she's amazing coach. Like, she was so helpful. And she was like, you got to meet Leslie. And then I met you and I was like, okay, I'm doing something right. Like, you're like, yeah, let's get started. Let's do it. I was like, okay, not so scary. So like two people in this world, plus this other nutrition coach, like, think I can do this. So like, okay, we're good.
Yeah. And I think I've been thinking about that too, because I get a lot of questions from people that are like kind of on the fence of leaving their full-time job and going all in. And like, everybody wants to know, like, when is the right time to do that? And like, I don't think there is a right answer for anybody. And right. I think like a lot of people do ask the people around them, you know? And I think when they ask the people around them, it's just like you said, like they give their advice, but usually their advice is coming from a place of like wanting you to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because like your safety is like that job.
Right. You know?
And like they don't understand what's in your brain. Like, right. They don't see what you see. And so I think it's like, okay, but like, you creating like that safety for yourself and like holding that vision for you. And like, just like, how can you have your own back in that moment and mm-hmm. possibly even go against what other people are telling you to do?
Yeah, that's a great point. It was, so once I set a date, so my date was July 1st, 2022. Like that is when I was officially going to be Steel Anchor Nutrition, one man show. And I had already had some clients, which was great because they came along for the ride. I kind of let them know, like I trialed a check-in program for them. Like they were like so in for the ride and so supportive. And I used to tell myself it was because like I was doing their check-ins and they were, you know, like I was still working. Like they don't care the name of the company, like as long as they're getting the results that they want. But I don't ever know if they'll know how supportive they made me feel when I would be like, hey, I'm trying a new program. You know, can you download this app? And they're like, yeah, sure. I was like, oh, okay. But when it comes to my best kind of advice or input, I think you nailed it, is I feel like if we didn't move, there would be plenty of excuses for me to stay where I was. I think kind of being forced into newness then was so scary and so stressful. And, you know, it has all the things, but it made it, having to move made it really difficult to keep things the same. So for example, when we moved, ideally it was, we were going to have the house and it was at the beach and here we go. We are ready to go. I don't know if you know what the housing market was like over the past year and a half, but we didn't strike gold right away. So we were living in our fifth wheel camper. Originally, the plan was we were going to move July 1st. There was no place for us to camp on Cape Cod. So the Coast Guard gave us an extra week. So we camped at my mom's lake house for a week in New York. So we moved from Pennsylvania to the lake house for a week in New York. And then we moved from the lake house to, we finally found a campground the week after 4th of July, and they could keep us for, I think it was like 2 months or something like that. So ideally when I was making this change, it was going to be, we moved to our new house and all of our stuff is there. And I moved to my neighborhood and I start my job and I start to meet people. It didn't quite go that way. So I'm a firm believer that if you wait for everything else to come together, you're spending time on things that don't need your attention. You're going to spend your time giving it to things that are comfortable. You're going to stay where you're comfortable because you feel like things are coming together. And being forced to move, and it's not like it was a bad, I mean, Cape Cod is a great place. But like when the military says move, that's what you do. There was no option for me to stay. I mean, I could have, and that wasn't ideal for our family. I didn't have any reason to want to stay other than if it was me being like, I'm too scared to take this leap that I said I was going to do, and I'm going to stay where I'm comfortable. But that's not really how my brain works. So I was like, okay, here we go. So one of the things that I did was, when we were packing up our stuff, I threw away all my scrubs because I was like, if I have scrubs, that makes it easy to go back to a job. Where if I don't have scrubs, I have to go buy scrubs. Like I have to take the time to go buy scrubs and think about like, is this what I want to be doing right now? And it was so important to me, realizing like my time away from nutrition coaching and then obviously building this Olympic weightlifting program, like that 2 hours of scrub shopping was not where I wanted to spend my time. So if at any point I was like, hey, I want to go back to nursing, this is too much. Like I didn't even have the stuff to wear to work. So the perfect time doesn't exist. You create that perfect time. Mm-hmm. Like that's just how it happens. And that's even for someone who's not moving. So someone who has this little baby idea and they kind of, you know, whether you make something or you sell something or it's a service or a product or whatever it is, if you're just sitting and waiting for things to come together the way that you want, it is mm-hmm. so easy to just tell yourself why things haven't come together yet. I think the biggest thing is financially is like one of the biggest or one of the scariest drivers, I will say, is because we're in inflation. So everything, I think I bought eggs for like $8 yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
It's insane. So money is the huge thing, but my best advice is create the best time for yourself. Like, don't wait for it to happen. It's not going to happen because we innately want to stay comfortable. Our brain isn't like, let's go do something really scary today. Our brain's like, let's stay here and chill where this is comfortable. Right. So ours was moving to a new place, not a bad place, but moving to a new place and not moving to a house, moving to a camper. And it was really fun. It was wonderful. Our camper is really nice. But there was a lot of learning about me living in a camper and trying to work and be new and figure things out when everybody around me outside was having fun. Right. So like, it's tough. Like everybody outside is like doing their summer thing and having fun. And like, one thing that jumps out is I got a new client and I did her Zoom during the day. So Matt was at work and it was just the dog and I, and it was, you know, just kind of quiet at the campground, but I was inside doing her Zoom. And my clients have the option of a Zoom monthly with me, because a lot of times they have questions that are a little bit harder to explain, like through, you know, like writing. And it was time for her Zoom. And I was so excited, but it was, her Zoom was at 7 PM. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I don't have a place to go. Like, I can't go sit outside because everybody's outside having like their bonfires and there's kids playing and Matt was home from work and you're in a camper. So I remember going into our bedroom and I like got like all set up and I'm like practicing what I was going to say to her. Like, oh my God, like, how do I explain this to her? How do, like, I want her to know that like I have my stuff together and I'm not like, so she signs on and I was like, hi, I'm so sorry. And at this point, my dog's like bumping the door to try to come in. Matt came in and asked if I was hungry for dinner. Like, and I was just like, I'm so sorry. I was like, we're house hunting and we're staying in our camper. I was like, and Matt's home, so I don't have a place to go. And she's like, that's okay. And she's like, I'm sitting on the couch with my dog. And for some reason that sticks out to me, like, okay, like, yeah, it's okay. Like, these are people too. Like, your clients are people too. Right. They want you to do a great job just as much as you want to do a great job. And this is your situation. Was she going to fire me because I'm living in my camper because I couldn't find a house? Probably not. Did I think it at the time? 100% sure that she was going to be like, no, no.
I think they want to know, like, can you help them?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's all they're worried about is their result. Like, can she get this result?
Yeah. She does not care if I was at the top of a mountain. But she was, I just remember being like, okay, so like this situation does work for me. Would I ever guess that living in a camper was going to be the prime of my nutrition coaching? Absolutely not. Like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, good luck. But now I know that I'm a little bit more versatile. Like, I'm able to kind of, it was just kind of like a learning experience. Yeah. You know, it was just like a, but it was the plan of having this office and having, you know, my house and all of these things the minute we moved didn't play out like that. We moved, like I said, in July. We just moved into our house the second week of November. Wow. So I spent all of that time.
Yeah. So that's like, what, how many months is that? Like,
I think it was like 5 or something.
5 months. Okay. So tell us in those 5 months, because like, I know what results you were able to create in those 5 months. So what I think people really want to know too, like, even like being new in the city, living in a camper, like, it's not perfect circumstances at all. Being new in a city, like, being really new in business in general, but like, you are still out there, like, meeting people. So, like, tell us, like, how you just got to work and like what connections like you were able to just like go into town and like start making and like kind of what your process was like.
Yeah. So when we came house hunting in the spring, I met another gym owner and She was interested in kind of taking me on as a CrossFit coach. She wasn't so sure about weightlifting. You could tell, like, she wasn't positive about it, which is fine because that's its own thing. But she was really supportive of also me being the nutrition coach for the gym. So that was also part of the perfect plan when you get there, as I had this gym lined up. I had this, you know, I was going to have a house and the whole thing. So when we moved here,
You had already had a gym lined up before you moved.
Yeah. Not the gym I work with now. Yeah.
How did you have that connection even before you moved?
So when we came out to Cape Cod to house hunt, we have some friends that have a house out here. Okay. And I sent him a message and said, "Hey, we just got orders for Cape Cod. What gym do you recommend?" Or, cause there was a bunch of gyms.
Yeah.
And they own a CrossFit gym. They're huge into CrossFit health. I admire them both. And same, so they gave like great advice. So kind of the people that they would recommend, I would know would be really good people. Mm-hmm. which they gave us a great gym. So when we moved here, where we were camping is not close to where the gym was.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, no, we can make this work. Like, we have a plan. So I went to the gym and worked out. I met a bunch of people. But it was just like, you could tell it didn't fit. Like, the pieces weren't fitting perfectly. It wasn't what I had envisioned as far as coming together. You know what I mean? Like, so I had this master plan. I'm like, oh, it's going to be so smooth. Like, I'm going to be in my office these hours, and I'm going to be in the gym these hours, and this is what I'm going to do. And it wasn't working. So because we had just come past 4th of July, I think it was less than a week. Maybe it was like 4 or 5 days where I'd kind of settled in. I had tried to do the gym thing. And then she asked me kind of my long-term plan. And I said, you know, to start an Olympic weightlifting team, and to nutrition coach. And again, you could just kind of feel like the weightlifting team, cause they had kind of an issue with a team before or whatever it wasn't quite up her alley. And for some reason I was like, my passion does not have to be her passion. This was a part of the original plan. It doesn't have to be the master plan. So I was at the camper one day, and Matt was at work. And I remember just telling myself, because I'm innately an introvert. I'm social.
What?
But I'm an introvert.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. So
no
I'm
way.
Yeah. I come from a family of extroverts, and I just suddenly, like, coming into my 30s, realized that I like have a huge introvert side to me. And I think it's because I had an older sister. So I would just pal around with her, and she's an extrovert. So I would just kind of tool around with her, and that's what I would do. But I have a very strong personality, but as an introvert. So if you've never heard that combination, here it is.
I think I would describe myself as that too, actually. Yes. Yeah.
So I have a really strong personality. I love to socialize, but like, I also love like my space. I'm content by myself. You know what I mean? I'm like a little battery. I need to be recharged. So
right,
like,
yeah.
Too many weekend plans and I'm like, we need to go home.
Right. Yes, I've had enough.
So I was in the camper, and I just remember like there was a bunch of like kind of business tidying that I wanted to do. So I had like my budgeting books and like all of these little things, and I was done, and I was just like, huh. And then I was like, oh, I need to make time to exercise. And then I was like, wait a second. Like, and I just remember telling myself like that the longer you stay in this camper, the more time you're spending away from nutrition coaching and weightlifting, in a sense that my big plan was to be fully dedicated to it. But I'm in a new place. Like, if I sit inside this camper, nobody has any idea that I exist.
Yeah.
So then if I count on social media, nobody knows to look at me. Like, there's nobody out there that knows, like, hey, click on her. So I looked at local gyms, and I found a gym that was close to us. And I was like, I'm going to give it a try. And I was like, I need a place to work out. So like, the worst that happens is I find a place where I can work out and train. And I just like, I remember the email took me like 25 minutes to write, and it was like very brief. But when you're writing it, it's like, hi, I'm a local nutrition coach. I just moved here. And I just kept thinking like, they're going to think this is spam. Like, it's going to go right to that inbox. Like, let me help you make money. Like, I was just like,
I hear that all the time. Yeah. When people pitch people, I'm like, that's going to spam.
It is going to go to spam. So I would delete it and restart. And I just said like, hey, I'm a nutrition coach. I'm new to the area. I found your gym on Google. I just wanted to get to know more about you. I'm an Olympic weightlifter. I need a place to work out also. Sent it. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe, oh my God, oh my God. And then he emailed right back and was like, hey, are you available for a phone call? And I was like, oh, oh my God. So I was like, okay. And so we set up a phone call meeting for the next day. And I remember telling myself, like, the reason that he reached out is because you reached out. So you find people who are like-minded and you reach out to them, because there's a big chance that they're looking for someone like you also. That's just how it works. So I was like, if I reached out to like a kind of like a Globo gym, I don't really have, I don't go to a Globo gym. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really have that same passion that I do for CrossFit and Olympic weightlifting, doing like dumbbell stuff by myself. So like it's fitness, but I also don't want to blur who I am in this. Like, that's huge to me. So I set up a phone meeting and he was like, yeah, come into the gym, come take a look around tomorrow and we'll talk. And I was like, oh my God. And then he started the conversation with, we get a lot of emails like yours, but they're usually spam. And I was like, whew. I was like, so what about mine stood out?
That's what I was about to ask. What did he say?
He just said it because it sounded like a person typed it. And yeah. I was like, thank God that I deleted this one where it was so, I tried to be so professional.
Yes.
I was squirmy because it wasn't me, but I was like trying to be like, just something a little bit more strict than how I would present myself. And he was just like, it sounded like a person typed it. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. So I actually, cause I deal with this a lot, like with clients wanting to collaborate or partner with other people in their community. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same thing. Like, they go to write this email and it sounds like spam. It sounds like a robot wrote it. And so that's like one, just to give a tip here, like that's one of the things I always say is like, write it like you're a real human, like you would talk to them face to face, but also put something in the very first line to like make that connection so they know that you're real and you live in their city. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think that gets buried and they just think you are some like person that lives across the world that's trying to like scam them in some way. So I think like having that you live in that in their city, like right off the bat, and then like some sort of way to make the connection. So in your way that you were actually looking for a gym. And mm-hmm. I like how you mentioned that you were like into Olympic weightlifting. So I feel like that also is like building credibility on your right. end. So he's like, oh, right. like, who is this?
This is a person.
Yeah.
So, so I was just like, okay, lesson number one, talk to people like you're talking to people.
Yeah. For
Got
sure.
it. Got it.
Got it. Rule number one of marketing.
Rule number one, be yourself.
Talk to him like a real human. Got it.
So I went in to meet him and I introduced myself and I looked him dead in the eye and I was like, I'm really nervous. I just want you to know I'm really nervous. And he was like, that's okay. He's like, you just moved here. And part of me was like, and all these millions of other things, but I was just like, I'm really nervous. And he's like, so tell me about yourself. And I explained, you know, we're a military family. I'm a CrossFit coach. I'm an Olympic weightlifting coach. I own a nutrition company. So that's my prime. And he was like, well, we're looking for CrossFit coaches. And I was like, oh my God, that would be a great way to be in the gym and around people because, or else I would love to hang out at the time in my camper, in my office and hide from people. And I was like,
meet people
and not meet people because that's what introverts like to do. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that would be really cool. And he was like, have you seen our social media? And I was like, no, not yet. And he was like, we just put a listing up or a post, you know, yesterday or the day before about hiring CrossFit coaches. And I was like, oh my God, no, I didn't see it. Like, I don't know why I didn't follow their Instagram. I looked them up on Google and was like, oh, they're close. And it looked easy to get to because I don't know where anything is. And he took me around the gym and just, I think a lot of it I say like is so lucky because these gym owners are, the world needs more of them. they're just so genuine and so supportive of everybody there, no matter what your purpose is. But I also want to contribute that it was really big for me to, or really important for me to go find like-minded people. So I don't want to take it away from myself. Like, well, this was really lucky. Yeah. I found some nice people because the gym, the members are great people. The other people, the other coaches that I coach with are great people, but it's, I don't feel like that's just luck. A lot of people think like, well, I just kind of landed lucky on that one. And when you're trying to build something from a foundation, but also hold the value of it, you have to give yourself credit for what your part in that was. So I could be trying to make it work with a gym that it just felt like it wasn't going to work, but that was what the plan is. And so that's what I did, but I didn't. You know what I mean? Like I was like, all right, these people are like-minded. They have things in common. He walked me around the gym. He introduced me to another coach or two that was there. And he was like, so what, like, tell me about yourself. Like, what do you do? And I said, you know, my big thing is nutrition coaching. That's my primary business, but I'm also an Olympic weightlifting coach. So, you know, our long-term plan is to start an Olympic weightlifting program. And he was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, you know, kind of talking about it, but truly this was like our long-term plan after Matt retires, you know, be the old people that coach people in weightlifting by a beach somewhere or something. And
it's coming together.
Blinked, and I was like, oh my God. So we just started talking about Olympic weightlifting. And so I compete. So I have my own coach and Matt competes as well. We've mentored under our coach for, at this point, for about a year, year and a half. And I came home from that meeting and I talked to my coach and I was like, look, this guy is supporting us starting a program. And he was like, let's do it. So, you know, there's a lot of detail with like a satellite center and the whole thing. The satellite center did, East Coast Gold did their thing. And they're like, yeah, we'd love to have you. So basically we built an Olympic weightlifting program that we train at my CrossFit gym, which is CrossFit 1620. They host us. And I run that business as well.
Yeah. And look, I know like it does, like you even said it, like it sounds lucky and like you just landed on it, but everything you did, every decision you made is what made that happen. Like you made that happen. Like every decision you made from like leaving nursing and going all in, from like leaving your camper, like reaching out to them, even if, and I fully believe this, like even if you wouldn't have found them first, like you still would have somehow made this happen.
I agree with you. I think that it's great to be surrounded by really great people. And I don't overlook that. Like I'm so appreciative of everybody that we've met here. Like we joke, I've only met one mean person in Massachusetts so far.
Maybe you're just really nice. They can't be mean to you.
Like, I think there's only one person. But so I do feel very, very like blessed, and that is very lucky, and they're just really great people. But I also pride myself on being at a point in life where I don't have to have a lot of people and I don't have to have just anybody, but it's people that share the same values of me and people that support me. So going into this business adventure, I know a lot of people supported me and they wanted me to be safe. Like their advice was like the safest way that they could possibly offer support, but make sure. So like start working part-time as a nurse and then you can, you know, things like that. But with something like this, you have to appreciate that whether it goes really well or really wrong, you are in control of that. So really wrong doesn't mean it's the end. So like something can not go as planned and it just means you figure out what worked well. And I learned a lot, like that was one of the biggest things that I learned from you in your bootcamp was failure exists. Like we're not going to pretend that failing doesn't exist. So when you try something and it goes wrong or it failed, you find out why it worked. And that's something that has really been really, really helpful, but also kind of made me appreciate understanding the, like my value and the things that went really, really well. And also the things that didn't go well. I really don't remember those things, because we like figured out it didn't work and we picked out what did, and then we moved on. So like, what failed? Well, I don't, probably something stupid, because I don't really remember. Like, my day is filled with all the things that are going really well. And, you know, like my work each day is doing things that we tried and they went really well. And then I have a list of ideas of things for 2023 that we're going to find out how they go. Mm-hmm. But it's the failure part doesn't live with you.
Yeah.
I've learned so much from the things that didn't work that I literally do not remember what failed. I know what went really well.
Right. And I think that's why, because like you're constantly just like evaluating and learning from it. That's why, like, when people dwell in the failure, it's because they're just like not open to learning from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I failed. Like, that's it. Instead, you're like, okay, well, I just didn't get the result I wanted from that attempt. I know I'm about to attempt 100 more times.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, it's even like weightlifting. Like, you don't expect to go do it perfect on your first time. Like, you know, it's all about the reps.
Right.
So it's like, I know I'm about to go out there and do 100 reps of this. And by the 100th one, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to remember the first one when it didn't work. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just learned and I'm so much better for it now.
Yeah. And that actually, so that sticks with me, because when we realized like we were in on this Olympic weightlifting program and we got it registered through USA Weightlifting, and East Coast Gold was on as being us being a satellite center through them, they offer a ton of resources. So like world coaching, they're so helpful for the things that we're not sure, but they're just insane. They're great. So here I am, I come home to Matt and I'm like, you are never going to believe how this meeting went. They said that I can start an Olympic weightlifting program there. They offered me classes to coach for CrossFit, and they're super supportive about nutrition coaching. And he was like, you are kidding. Nope, not kidding. Not kidding at all. So then it starts, you know, like the notebook comes out and we have all these ideas and where are we going to go? And one list was the things like a logo and the bank book and the pricing and all of the things that have nothing to do with picking up a barbell.
Yeah.
Right. So I have all of this stuff that has to do with weightlifting and all of the things that you think are associated with a business.
Mm-hmm.
So I get so excited and I start posting to social media, like kind of teasers, like, hey, there's this weightlifting program. So when I moved here, I know that weightlifting was big in the CrossFit world. Like, a lot of people do Olympic lifts in CrossFit, but it's not a huge sport. I kind of, as I've grown here, I've noticed that there's more clubs where they're a little bit more spread out, but to me, it's my life. Like, I'm a competitive weightlifter. So I think everybody knows everything about it. One of the biggest lessons that I've learned is to talk to your clients as though they don't know everything about it. And this comes from, we got our gym times and they said, you guys can have the gym 3 days a week, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Cool. I'm so excited. I put the media out. They put me on their Instagram. I'm so stoked. I'm like hammering Canva. Like, Canva's like, wow, you did 200 things. You're so great. And they're like, whoa, you did 300. You're so good. And I had the logo made from a graphic designer and I'm so ready. And I post, we think it was like September 18th or 19th or whatever it was, first day of practice. It's $100 a month for CrossFit 1620 members, 150 for non-members. And as we're approaching, crickets. And Matt's like, are we doing this? And I'm like, yeah. Like, what is the thing from the Field of Dreams? If you build it, they will come. And I'm like, they just need to know that it's here. Like, yeah, we're still doing this. So, keep pushing it out on social media, on the gym's Instagram and Facebook. And here we go. And I'm pushing it out. And here we are. Zero people show up day one. And Matt's like, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, I told the world, anybody that saw this, that I will be here from 6:30 to 8 Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I am here. I'm ready to coach them. So I scrubbed the gym. I scrubbed the toilets. I scrubbed the front door.
Did you ask anyone if you could clean, or you just started cleaning?
Nope. Because I was like, and the gym is clean. So it's not like, it's probably one of the cleanest gyms I've ever been in. And I was like, if someone comes in here and I am not here, I have failed my end of the promise. I did not keep up my end of the deal, which is I will be here to coach you. So I swept a little bit. I learned how to use the backpack vacuum. I would prep for the next day's CrossFit class for their morning class. Zero people. So that's Monday. Wednesday comes around. Zero people. And I was like, huh, okay. So Matt's like, do you want to go home and get dinner? And I was like, at 8 o'clock when we're done with our gym time. He's like, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, well, in case someone comes in here, like what if someone works late or they're not sure, or they thought that it was 7:30 rather than 6:30. So I stayed until 8 o'clock and I washed the same door. I Lysoled the same countertop. Like, and I was just like, they'll be here. Like people are going to be here. And then the next day Matt was like, like Friday, like, what's the plan for Friday night? And I was like, we're not getting to them. We built it, but for some reason, like they don't know that it's here. So we sat down and we were like, what worked well? Well, we know we have an outlet through Instagram and Facebook through the gym. He pushed it out through the Coast Guard's, I think it's like their morale thing or, you know, whatever. So people at work were talking about it, but they know him. They see him every day. They know him every day. So he's like, we have to come up with a plan, like a plan B. Like, I just don't want you sitting in a gym knowing you have something, but something's not working. And I was like, it's just going to work. That's going to work. That's going to work. So finally I was like, all right, you're in on this with me. So what we did is we planned for a, weightlifting seminar. So, 2 Sundays, one was the snatch, one was the clean and jerk. We're like, let's let them know that we're here. They need to see us coach.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't click on something at a gym and be like, oh, I'll pay $100
right
and commit to that.
It's like giving them the value ahead of time.
Yeah. So yeah. We planned, 2 lifting sessions that were free. People could come. And that way I had them like schedule. So I had their email register. So I had their email and like, I was like, okay, now I have some contacts. So we did that. And then we, rather than, having people have to like jump into programming, as we built a 12-week weightlifting course. So it was like, you could be a beginner, you could be mediocre, very individualized, but also it gave people a chance to feel comfortable and to learn about being in the gym and what it looks like. And boom, there were people like, they just, and I was like, lesson number 2 is do not assume everybody knows everything that's in your head.
Yeah.
Like you have to relate with who you're looking for, like your target audience or who you're looking for. You have to remember that this is brand new to them.
Yeah. So and like, meet them where they specialty. Are.
Yes.
Yeah.
So even in wording with like, I had to include like beginners welcome, or if it wasn't meant for beginners, to say that this is for people who have this much experience. Or, and then people all of a sudden know if that's a good fit for them or not before they have to reach out to a coach. So as scared as I was to put myself out there to meet people, I had to realize like other people are that nervous to come to me, you know, like they're nervous to come to me and to dive into something that I know a lot about and they don't. And they're kind of interested, but they're not sure. Like, so I would be really nervous if I was a beginner and I walked up to a coach and said, I saw your post. I'm really interested. I've only been weightlifting for 3 months. And they said, oh, this isn't for beginners. Like that would be really scary for me. So like, I learned like, okay, hold on 1 second. Like you have to meet people right where they are. You can't assume that they know as much as you know, or they're feeling the same way about something as you are.
And I think so many people would, and this is what I just admire and am so inspired by, is like, you stayed at this gym, like you put something out there, you put your offer out there, you were in this gym cleaning, just so you were there in case somebody came. No one came.
Yeah,
and instead of you going home and just being like, well, that didn't work, Like, you were just curious about it and you were a problem solver and you never lost belief that you can make it work. And like, instead of being so worried about you, because like, I know so many people, and I do want to kind of ask you, like, how did you kind of process the emotions that were happening while you were cleaning the gym? But I think that would have stopped so many people. But to me, it sounds like you were also, you just stayed in service of your perfect, like, ideal clients and just thought, like, what do they need to hear from me? And where am I missing the mark here? And like, that's where the real magic happens. Like, that's what marketing is and what selling is like thinking, like, what have I not said yet? And like, I know you and I, like, even on coaching calls, like, we've talked about this idea of like building like this invisible bridge for them. Mm-hmm. And like thinking like, okay, like they're way over here and like I'm over here. Like, what are all the little things that I need to say for them to come? And right. Like, that's what you did. Like, you're like, okay, like, let me put this like seminar together. Like, let me get their email addresses. Like, let me say that this is for a beginner. Like, you just started putting all these little pieces together. Mm-hmm. And like, that is what makes it work.
Yeah.
So like, but again, so many people would have stopped at the first failure when you're like, oh my God, no one is here for however many days in a row. And I'm now scrubbing toilets at a gym.
Yes.
So what was actually, tell me like what emotions were going on for you there?
So I remember, so the summer was chaotic anyway, with just like summer. And so there was still a lot of excitement. I'm one of the medical leads for CrossFit. So I just come back from the CrossFit Games in the summer. And like, there was a lot of people that I had seen face to face at the gym, but I hadn't coached them. I was new at coaching CrossFit at this gym. So there was a huge feeling of having to prove myself. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the new girl. But I noticed the minute that I would start kind of letting that mean girl come out and being like, okay, like, you have this resume, you showed up and look what happened. Like, before I let that happen, I kind of shut it down with, they don't know me. Like, no one is coming to me saying like, oh, I saw zero people showed up to weightlifting yesterday. What happened? Nobody. Like, the gym owners said, they didn't say anything. Like, they weren't like, hey, zero people showed up. Like, what are we doing here? Or so when I was cleaning the gym, I remember, like, you know how your mind goes really fast and you're like, let's just pretend this isn't happening. And this is the cleanest door we've ever seen before. Like, and then I was just like, hey, we have to, like, now's the time to think. Cause I had the music really loud. And I was like, I remember I was like washing a door. Cause I was like, well, people touch the door and it's germy. I don't know. And I remember just being like, this is not your end. Like, this is not the end of it. Like, it's going to be okay. But you accepted the responsibility and you told yourself that you were going to be accountable for all the wins and all the loses. So I'm not taking it as you win some and you lose some. I'm taking it as you win a lot. The ones you lose, we have to figure out why. I have to find out why I'm not relating to these people. I know it's not because they think I'm mean. I know, I was like, I'm just not reaching them in the way that they need to be reached. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just missing the mark on how I'm reaching these people. But I remember just like telling myself, like, you have to be really calm. Like, this is probably really emotional for people. It's really scary. But until someone actually came up to me and said something negative, which has never happened, then any sort of negative thought has no place. And that was hard. And I don't want to make it sound like that was an easy thing to do, because the other part of me is like, this program is great. Like, I have the logo. This is so great. We've got this all figured out. Like, we are good to go. And nobody shows up. Like, imagine your birthday party and nobody shows up and you're like, oh my God, what did I do? But it was really important to me to shut it down really quick until I get some sort of negative feedback, then I can address it. So I don't want to make it sound like I kept telling myself like, oh, you're the best. You're so good. You're so good. I was not telling myself that. I promise I was not telling myself that when I was scrubbing a clean toilet. What I was telling myself was, you're accountable for this. Like, we have to figure out how to reach the people that you're looking for, because people have said, I saw your weightlifting post, but I'd love to do it, but that's when I put the kids to bed, because 8 p.m. is a hard time and we finish at 8 p.m. So I know people were seeing it, but it just wasn't hitting the people who were yes in and how they were going to do it. So I'd be like, let that mean girl come out and let her just whip around with all those words with no proof. And I just was like, okay, like, you can't just crumble every time something doesn't go right. So we need to figure out how to reach these people. And then Matt was really, really helpful. He's like, we should come up with, 8 or 12 week programming, make it feel less scary for people. I'm like, what's so scary about this? And then I was like, wait just a second. And I'm pretty sure we talked about it. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but it was just like, wait, this is not where they are. Like, this is intimidating as hell for people. Like, to come in weightlifting, you lift, like, it's you. And, you know, it's not like there's like chaos and all these things going on at one time. Sometimes you're the only person lifting. So the expectation of just letting the world, thinking the world's going to just flood in and be like, yeah, I don't mind doing something that's really hard with people that I don't know in a place that I'm new. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not. So it was, I'm not going to lie. I did, walk around and I was like, this is stupid.
I think that's normal though, too,
Yeah. Yeah. But the other thought that I did not let pop in is, did I make a mistake? Like, I know in my heart of hearts, like, this was not a mistake. I did not make a mistake. I think a mistake is something that is kind of a slip. I've put way too much energy. I've made so many decisions that are well thought out and that I've slept on. And, you and I have gone back and forth that none of this is a mistake. So starting an Olympic weightlifting program 8 years earlier than planned was not a mistake. I did this. So let's start this weightlifting program. Let's build this nutrition business. So, and then I did, I did tell Matt, like, I've been cleaning a lot. So if you wouldn't mind taking over the camper, because I smell permanently of bleach. Yeah.
Well, and I think too, it's like, it's expecting those negative emotions to be there, mm-hmm. Because I think that's what a lot of people think, like, wait, hold on. Like, all these bad emotions, something's gone wrong. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, that's part of it. Like, you're doing something new. You're doing something very uncomfortable. And a lot of people don't do that, A lot of people give up or never do it to begin with. So, like, nothing has gone wrong when you feel these negative emotions or when there is failure. It's right. Like, when you can just keep going with them there.
Right.
Like, stay in a place of like curiosity and like belief, even with those negative emotions.
Right. And I knew that when I saw like 6:30 pop around and I was like, oh, they're probably stuck in beach traffic. Like, it's fine.
Totally.
It's fine. And then it was like 6:35 and I was like, oh, okay. I'm getting a little hungry. And then I was like, oh God. And then 7:00 and I was like, oh, okay, this is where we are. But I tried to be very cognizant, like, there's going to be feelings that show up. Cause I was really excited and really nervous. Like, I'm curious who's going to come through that door. They must not know how to register. They must not have clicked the link. Like, looking back, like, they would have registered. Like, if someone was going to come through that door, they would have registered. They would have asked me the questions. They would have, like, if they're seeing, like, that person that was seeing the marketing stuff, mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, they'll be here. And then I was like, this is happening.
Like, you had to go through that. Like, that, and that even like, yeah, sure. That's a failure, but that is such a worthy failure because like, you learned so much from that. And now I know you have the clients, they're there. Yeah. I know we just went through like a price increase. Like,
yeah, we did.
So like, what I want to know now is like, what's next? Like, like, I know a lot of what you've done is so much like face-to-face word of mouth mm-hmm. marketing. And I know like one of the main perks too of being like a local business owner is we get to have that face-to-face and that word of mouth marketing, which totally works for you. But we also mm-hmm. get to have the online marketing.
Yeah.
So like, how do you like use the two together? And like, what's going to be like your focus now, kind of like moving forward to continue growing?
So for the nutrition portion of it, I still have work to do. I know I still have work ahead of me. But what I think my focus is going to be kind of moving into 2023 is to take what I learned from that Olympic weightlifting, from what I've learned from building the Olympic weightlifting program, and apply that to nutrition coaching in a sense of offering smaller packages for people. Give people a smaller bite rather than having to, you know, take the whole sandwich, just give them a little bite. So they, because it's a very vulnerable place to be. Like getting a nutrition coach can be really vulnerable. So that's kind of where I want to go for into the springtime, is to kind of offer smaller, you know, like smaller bites for people. So 6 or 8 week programs, or like partner programs. But I also want to, I have a lot of practice to do, and you are the like biggest one in my corner with putting myself out there, as far as like putting the face with the business, which makes me so sweaty.
Because you're just out there cleaning toilets, but
when I have to put my face
on, our face on Instagram.
Yeah. So I think before I started the bootcamp with you, I thought that Instagram especially was the holy grail of success. Like Instagram determined my success. And when I was not getting likes, and I was not, the people that I wanted to see it weren't seeing it, I was like, well, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm not a techie person. Like, I was a nurse and I lift weights. Like, I don't know. I know food really well, but I learned from you, like how to find that group of people, the people that I'm looking for. And one thing I really want to build in is to solidify kind of my confidence in finding that group as far as social media goes. So that's one of my huge things, is kind of give people smaller bites, meet them, do better at meeting them. Now that I see, you know, how successful that can be for myself and for the client. Both businesses, we still have a lot of learning to do, but it's, I think with, you know, I have a house now, I have an office.
Yeah. Well, and I will say too, like one thing that I've really noticed about you is you did not put a whole lot of things in between you just going out there and meeting people and getting clients and making money. You know, like you knew that you just had to go out there and meet people, and then you had to go out there and tweak your messaging and your offering to get the right people to say yes. And like you knew that that was going to be your thing and your focus to get your revenue coming in. And now you're going into the phase that's like, okay, now that I have the clients and I'm ready to grow more, now I can focus on the social media part, you know. Yeah. But so many people think, like you said, like, oh, it's only Instagram. Like that's my only resource. And yeah, it's not. That's just one tool.
Right.
And now that you've gone out and met clients, and like your messaging is so much better because you didn't put just, you know, like you didn't put so much in between just going out there and meeting people. So now you have clients, you have the real life experience, you have the messaging now.
Right.
It's going to make your social media even easier now.
Yeah. And I think one thing that I will touch on as going into July 1st, I wasn't at my goal client load. So this even goes back to thinking that the timing is perfect and things were perfect. And I was not at my client goal when it was time to move. So there was this financial strain. And I remember one day in bootcamp, we were going through, it was like an open call, and everybody was kind of saying what their goal was for the week, or, you know, like, do we have our goal? And you looked at me and you were like, your job is to find clients. Like, you need to find clients. And I remember being like, yes, she is absolutely right. We need to do this. And it was, that's not like the only thing that you had said to me for the day, but we had gone through, you know, a bunch of stuff about like marketing. I think we talked about like email lists and things like that. And I remember it really putting it into perspective for me. Like, I'm not where everybody else is. So the cool part about bootcamp is that going in, to me, that like reaching out to you and joining the bootcamp was another way that I found like-minded people. And it worked really well for me. I tried to do the same thing when I found the gym, is I found like-minded people, and that worked out really, really well. So when you go into the bootcamp, it's people of all different businesses. So like, There's a photographer that I message back and forth with about Instagram reels. She has no idea about weightlifting. I know how to use the round button camera on my iPhone, but we'll talk about different marketing things.
Yeah.
And just sitting and hearing how you coach other people, that you're talking to this person because that's where they are. Like, I, Stephanie, am right where I am, and this is what I need to do, and this is how I need to get there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the bootcamp, when someone else has a question about something way farther along than I was, there was nothing that was like, okay, everybody should be doing this. Why are you all not, you know, sending out an email list? And I wasn't, that's not where I was. I wasn't, my job was to find clients. My job was to find myself in the space. Finding those clients completely helped me find who I am in Cape Cod, what I kind of stand for, like what my values are. And this is kind of who I am. And I think one thing that I will tell anybody that's moving is, as scary as it is to go meet people, to be the one that's going on the search to going to meet people, whether you go to a coffee shop and you see the same person a couple of times or whatever it is, that every time you meet someone new, that is a new chance to interview who you are.
Yeah.
So I noticed that I would say, when I would meet people at the gym or at Matt's work, or I would just, once I started to get comfortable, I would just say to people hi, how are you? And everyone here is like, hey, good. How are you? Nice day outside. But I would say, oh, what do you do for a living? And I just get curious, what people do, because I think it's insane all the jobs you can have. And they would say, oh, I'm a blah, blah, blah. What do you do? And every time that I introduced myself to somebody, I got the chance to say, oh, I own a nutrition coaching business. I'm a nutrition coach, and I also coach Olympic weightlifting. So the first four times that you say, it's like, oh my God.
This just starts becoming your identity.
And then 100%, it's every option or every time you introduce yourself, it's another option for you to say, this is who I am. This is what I represent. You're getting it. You're getting 100% genuine Stephanie Tarbell. Not like nervous Stephanie Tarbell, not like I'm not sure I'm new here Stephanie Tarbell. You get past that. Yeah. You meet five people, you've said it five times what you do for your business. One of those people are going to ask another question and another question about whatever product or service or whatever you do. And all of a sudden you did it. You succeeded. You put yourself out there. You found someone that was interested.
Yeah. And I know I say this all the time, but every person that you meet in your city has the potential to either become your client or introduce you or refer you or know someone who could be your client.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's an opportunity for you to practice just being and stepping into being this person.
Yeah. And I remember when I moved here, I obviously didn't have any local clients. They were all kind of all over. And a girl reached out to me from the original gym I was supposed to start coaching at. And she was like, hey, they gave me your card. I wanted to reach out. Cool. So I took her on as a client, which was awesome. And then another CrossFit gym, this was a couple months later, another CrossFit gym near where I coach closed. And so a bunch of their members came to our gym, and maybe a week or two in, a girl came to me and she goes, hey, are you so-and-so's nutrition coach? And I was like, I am. And she was like, oh, I work with her. And I had to go into the bathroom and I'm like, oh my God, my first connection.
You had a connection.
I had a connection. I'm in the bathroom. I put cold water on my hands and then on my cheeks. And I was like, it is working. This is working. And then I was like, so nice to meet you.
I love that. Yes. And just reminding yourself with everything you do, it's working.
Yes. It was, I just remember being like, oh my gosh. So I just love that feeling of kind of finding where I am and who I am. Life has been really crazy. You know, we've all had these situations where we're right where we need to be and then we're not. And then we have this idea and you take it or leave it. 100% every time, take it, put yourself out there, find the like-minded people, know that failure is going to happen and it's the best thing that's going to happen. It doesn't mean it's the end. You face it, you figure it out. We're all smart people. You'll know what's supposed to happen. But I love being local. I love this is going to be a hard place to move from. It's time to move.
But it's going
to
be so much easier. And this is what I tell people too. If you move again, it's going to be so much easier because the skill set and everything you're learning to market yourself now, you're going to be able to do it even faster and better when y'all move again. All right. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. That was so good. I can't wait to even just like go back and re-listen to this. You just dropped so many just like good nuggets that like I want to write down and like sticky note to my computer.
Yeah, go for it. Do it.
Thank you so much for being here today. So how can we find you?
Yeah. So my website is steelanchorstrength.com. On Instagram, I am at coach.steffi.p.t. And our weightlifting team is on Instagram and it's at steel.anchor.weightlifting. Will you put that in the show notes?
Yes, I will link that up in the show notes.
Okay. You can find us. You can watch us. If you're not near Cape Cod, you can still reach out to us. We would love to work with you. Or if you have any questions just about moving, or if there's something that I didn't hit on, that would be helpful by all means. I'm more than happy to be a resource.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, I want to invite you to check out my program, The Localpreneur Bootcamp. This is my coaching program for business owners who are ready to become the local go-to in their industry with a steady stream of clients. You can find more information at lesliepresnell.com, and I'll see you inside.